Okay, Rabbi, so when we started Halachos of Hashavas Aveda, we were discussing an interesting shaila. When you find an item that you know for sure belonged to a Jew, so it's Roy Vakum, and again we said Halacha L'maaseh, Roy Vakum is measured by where you find it, not by the overall city or the community. It goes by this Mokum, there's many riyas to that. It goes by the place where you are. If this place, most people that go by here are Yidden, so Halacha is that's like a Yirsha Roy Yisrael. If it's Roy Vakum, so it's Harei Lushoi. That's how the Gemara paskins. Now, the shaila is, what happens, you know, it's a Jewish item. You find an item, you find it in Manhattan, you find it in Miami, you find an item, it's a Mokum, it's Roy Vakum. But Lamaisa, the item, either it looks Jewish, you look at it, right? A black porcelino, yeah? Or it's a sefer. We spoke about an art scroll Gemara when we brought down the possibility. Mezuzahs. What's the halacha b'chiyai gavna? Do we say, now I know it's a Jew's. I don't have a suffix now. I know it belongs to a Jew. And that Jew could give a siman. So I brought down that even if you know it's a Jew, there's a toisis that says that it's harei lushalot. Because toisis has an interesting question. The Gemara of Metzi, when it brings down the halacha that aveda by Roy Vakum is Harei Lushaloi, the lashon is because the Bailam Amiyayish, the Bailam Amiyayish mehem. So Tosfos says a kasha. He says, "Ma tzorich tam of nisha Bailam Amiyayish? What do I need it for? If I find an aveda, it's Roy Vakum. I could assume the one who lost it is a Gentile." I'm part of my Shavas Aveda. What do I need? The Gemara says, "Mneisha Bailam Misayish." I don't need you. And for Toisin, the Yeshloima, the Itzrich, Afilu Yedeya Vaday Shemi Yisrael. Even if you know for sure, he doesn't say how, but even if you know for sure that this is a Jew's object, Harei Ushaloi, Da Mavsid Misayish VaOimer Demei Akum Shakli. VaAfilu Im Yisrael Yimseim. So this is a shaila. Tosfos is telling us two reasons. But the bottom line is, Tosfos is saying, even if you know it fell from a Jew, even if you know it fell from a Jew, you could still keep it. How you know it fell from a Jew, he doesn't say, but he says, even if you know it fell from a Jew, you could keep it. And Tosfos says, that's why it says in the Shabbalim Messiahishim, that's why we need that reason. Because otherwise you could keep it because probably a guy lost it. That's Tosfos. But then he says that the Jew, the reason why you could keep it is because the Jew is Miyayish. Because of two reasons. A, he assumes that a guy will find it. And B, even if a Jew will find it, he'll assume that a guy lost it. There's a chiluk between these two veltot. Tosfos puts it into one bucket. There's a big chiluk. I found an art scroll Gemara. I found a coat that says Radinsky on it. So now there's only one reason. Tosfos gives me two reasons. He says, I have two reasons why if you find an item, Roy Vakum, that belonged to a Jew, why you could keep it. Number one, because the Bailam assume that a Goy will find it. Number two, even if a Jew will find it, he'll assume it belonged to a Goy. Does Tosfos need both of it? He's Rabbi Kivega, he's Rashaylan, Dreish V'chidish Rabbi Kivega. Nafkamin is in all the cases I told you. There's countless cases like that. When you find an item, right? Most Jewish items, you could identify them. I could tell from a minivan if a Jew owns it. How? Have a tvias item. That's how you use your minivan. I don't mean that negatively. It's dirty or it's bumpy. I don't mean that. It just means, it's how you use your minivan. You understand? I got Mordechai a minivan. Come out 2 years ago already from Virginia. Now it's a Yiddish minivan. Then it looked like a Goyish minivan. Now it looks like a Yiddish minivan. And they keep it very clean, but it still looks like a Yiddish minivan. Right? But there's Yiddish items, and there's a Yiddish siman, there's a Yiddish name, or it's a sefer, or it's a mezuzah. So this is the nidun of Rav Kivega. If the only reason why Baroy V'akum you could keep it is because the Jew assumes that even if a Jew finds it, he'll assume it's a Goyish. You don't have that. That's the shaila. It's a great shaila. It's very negeya. This Reb Kiveg is very negeya l'alocha. In countless items that you find that are clearly a Jewish item, it's a roiv akum. Could you keep it? Now again, l'fnei mishuras hadin, anyway, there's an inyan of achrosa. We discussed that. But that's l'fnei mishuras hadin. I'm chayv to do that. L'fnei mishuras hadin, very nice. That's not a chiv. So that's the shaila we have here. So it would seem that the Ramah is machmir. Would seem that the Ramah is machmir. Because the Ramah by us in Ulchas HaShovas Aveda Paskins Hazeh. He says the Yeshayim, this is on the Mechaber that's talking about Roy Vakum. It's Ruba Akum, then the Halach is it's yours. And he says over here, Ramah v'yesh oimrim, this is a Hagos Mordechai. This is not the Ramah himself, he's quoting Hagos Mordechai. Din ovad svorim, if you lost svorim, loy miyayim. Afil b'mokam shiru b'akom. True, it's v'yesh oimrim. The Mechaber doesn't bring this down. The Mechaber is mashma, it doesn't make a difference what kind of item you find. It could be mamish, Jewish. If it's Roy Vakum, it's Arei Lusholoi. But the Ramah seems to bring down at least the Yesh Oimrim, that's Machma. And I want you to know this very Negei in other cases. When the yeshiva started, Mamish, talking about Baruch Hashem, it's been seen 35 years, came out already. Tov Shin Nun Aleph. It's a long time. So when we started, we only had a very Shvacha Sefer Torah. We had a Sefer Torah that one of the Mispalim was kind enough to lend us. Frager, Zalman Frager's father. He's from Pressburg, still got Sefer Torah. It was so schwach that a lot of times we had to stop in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. We had a guy, we had a Talmud in the yeshiva, Chaim Saperstein. Saperstein here. Anyway, Chaim Saperstein was learning Safras then. See, he would sometimes, in the middle of laning, the letter would pop up. We'd have to stop laning. He would fix it. B'shas Maisa. And then I gave a whole shiur that day. If we could lane right away, or we have to wait for the ink to dry in order to continue laning. Because in Hilchas Gittin, it's brought down that you can't give a get until the ink is dry. What's the halacha by Kriyas HaTorah? Does anybody have any rayas? Whatever. You remember that shiur? I gave a whole shiur on that topic, B'shas Maisa. Yeah. I gave a whole shiur, and I came out, there's a chiluk from get. Because I asked the kasha, if you're going to learn that by Sefer Torah, right? It's not called written until it's dry, just like by a get. So I have a kasha. In Hilchas Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch to Paskin, that if you write a letter before Shkia, you put it. Just like by baking, it's really, you have the Menachas Chinuch, the Chashash. If you put in a challah into the oven before Shkia, you're not allowed to do it. You want to have a challah from Motzei Shabbos from Lava Malka. You don't want to wait until Shabbos, you put it in before Shkia. Don't do it. Not allowed to do it. But if you did it, you're not chayav afir, unless it was kol upaneh, unless it got a crust on Shabbos. But the melacha has to complete. That's the minchas chinuch shayla if you plant on Shabbos. And the chashash, if it never takes root, it shouldn't be chayav. You put in the seeds on Shabbos. That's the minchas chinuch deals with the shayla. But anyway, so it should be brought down in halacha that if you write a letter on Shabbos, you put. So I made a simple distinction, which I think is logical. And that is, a get is two things. It has to be written. The Kosav law of Sefer Kriya has to be written. And it's a shtar. It's also a document. Not just written. It's a document. It's a shtar. By a shtar, there's a din that if you have a Kosav Sheyochel is dying, if you have a words that could be manipulated, it's a possible shtar. Because I'll document it's possible. So I wanted to say the reason why you need to get to dry, not because it's not written. It's written, but it can still be manipulated until the ink is dry. You can play around with it. So it's not a shtar. The reason why by the get you have to wait for it to dry is because it's felt and documented. But an Hilchas Shabbos is not a shtar. The Ksiva is written. And Mela, I came out by Sefer Torah. You don't have to wait for it to dry. By the time I finish the shiur, the Sefer Torah will be dry anyway. But Lamaisa, you don't have to wait. If the guy fixes it, Pishas Maisa, you'd be able to continue reading from the Sefer Torah based on this svarim. So we had then in the yeshiva, we had a shaila, somebody, we got an aron kodesh from a shul in the Bronx. When Mitzi and I went to a shul in the Bronx, they had a, what we considered then a beautiful aron kodesh. It was built into the stage like this. Baruch Hashem, we had a Talmud, Lavi Needleman. He went down to the Bronx, he cut it out of the stage. You remember that? Put it in two pieces. It was unbelievable. So they also knew of a Sefer Torah that was available to buy. But in all likelihood, that Sefer Torah, not the Shul Chas V'Shalom, but that Sefer Torah's origin was from somewhere else. It was sold by a goy, and it was mistama stolen along the way. The shaila was, if you buy such a Sefer Torah, could you lane from it? That also I actually wrote a tshuva on that. It's such a fascinating topic. Because there you have a shaila of mitzvah bo baveh. It was already gezel. If it was stolen, it was gezel. And shini rishus, maybe shini rishus five times already. Could you lean from such a sefer Torah? L'chayr, it's yours. So if you gave it to a woman for kedushin, bichal. But to lean, it's a whole shayla. So by lagabi mitzvah v'avera, we came out then there were three different shittas. Some shittas are as long as it's yours, it's not mitzvah v'avera. That's the Morgan Avraham. Some hold not like that. Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that Shini Maisa won't be good enough, but maybe Shini Rishus would be good enough. And then we had a Taz, it was Machmer, if the origin is stolen. But then I brought down this Ramon in Hilchus Aveda, who says that a person is not Miyayish from Sfar. What's the rationale of this Ramon, the Mordechai? Is the Jew who lost it thinks, what is the guy going to do with this item? What's the guy going to do with this Sefer Torah? What's he going to do with it? He'll sell it to a Jew. So I'll go to that Jew and give it to him. That's the logic. So if that's the case, I'm never Miyayish. Because after all, the whole Yush by Rav Akum is because I assume a guy is going to find it. So even though it's clearly a Jewish item, right? So if it's a coat, okay, it's going to end up by a guy. I'm never going to get it back, so I'm a Yayish. But here, even though that Jew who bought it is going to be allowed to get from me the money that he paid for it. True. So if the God, you have $100,000 Sefer Torah. Now I paid $100,000 to write the Sefer Torah. Now it got stolen. Right, so Chris stole my Sefer Torah. Right. So that the Ramon says, in Hilchus, at least in Hilchus Aved, I'm not a Yayish from the Sefer Torah. Because I assume even if Chris got a hold of my Sefer Torah, what's he going to do? He's not using the Sefer Torah. He's going to sell it to Chaim Yankel. And I'll go to Chaim Yankel and I'll give the Simon and Chaim Yankel will give it back to me. That's this Hagos Molka that the Ramah is quoting. So I tie it then that if we paskin like this Ramah in Hilchus Aveda, then L'chayr, who I didn't we paskin like that in Hilchus Gzeila, that the Bailam never Miyayish. It's very Nagel Halacha. According to this Ramah, an item that only has value to a Jew, that a guy doesn't have value, and therefore the guy is, in order for him to get any money out of this item, he's going to have to sell it to a Jew. So now the original owner, as long as he has a simon, he's not Miyayish. I'll go to that Jew, and I'm going to give him a simon, I'll get it back. So it's true. I will have to give that Jew the $10,000 that he paid in order to get the Sefer Torah. Because he doesn't have to lose money for Hashavah Sefer. But I'll get my $100,000 Sefer Torah. So I wanted to tie in then, this again, the Maisa from 30 years ago, that it could be that the Sefer Torah now, there's no Yish Bible. And I actually had a riot from the Orach HaShulchan. Because the Orach HaShulchan in Reish Lamed Vav, in Ilchus Gzeila, he quotes this Ramah, that if you have a Jewish item that's clearly only worth money for Jews, so the Bible, I'm a Yayish. So Beis Hashem, it got late. Tomorrow we'll come with a maskana. What do you taka do? Do we paskin like this Ramah? If we paskin like this Ramah, possibly a Jewish item, you always have to be machmas. Not just al sufnim mishur satim. Al sufnim mishur satim, you have to be machmas anyway. You'd have to be machmas. I'll make you a din because the Bible is anamic.